Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Giants, never big enough since 1954, have San Franciscans hoping that a series is in store. New Yorkers, hey, it's no big deal. The Yankees win a lot. However, they're delighted with the ball club that they've got. The Phils would like revenge, I guess. At least that's what they say. The Yankees tripped them up last fall, and now perhaps they'll pay. And soaring high above their history are the Texas Rangers. To autumn baseball, they have been, to put it kindly, strangers. Joining me now to comment on all of the above is ESPN's Tim Kirkchin, who's currently in Philadelphia. Tim, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here, Bill.
Tim, the Yankees took the first game of the ALCS last night. Is it accurate to say that both American League finalists are where they are right now because the Rangers dealt Mark Teixeira to the Braves back in 2007?
Absolutely. And because Mark Teixeira was traded, he eventually ended up with the Yankees. And Mark Teixeira is as big a reason as any that the Yankees are where they are. Look at how life might have changed if Mark Teixeira had signed with the Red Sox instead of with the Yankees. That would have been a completely different ball game in the American League East. Instead, he got them to a world championship last year. Plus, look at what the Rangers got in return from Mark Teixeira. It's just remarkable. Elvis Andrews, their shortstop, is a great young player. Neftali Feliz, their closer, set the save record for rookies this year. A tremendous deal for both teams where Teixeira ended up.
This Rangers team would appear to be the underdog in this series. I was surprised to learn that their triumph over Tampa Bay in the divisional series marked the first ever playoff series this team had won. Do they have what it takes to win their second or maybe even a third playoff series?
I think the Yankees are going to win this series, Bill, but anyone who discounts the Rangers has not been watching them play this year. They have the best pitcher, perhaps, in the entire postseason, Cliff Lee, on their team. He will pitch Game 3. He's one of the great postseason pitchers of all time, and he's only made 7 postseason starts. They have an offense that can bludgeon you in the middle of the order and can run the bases with any team in the major leagues. And they had the second-best bullpen ERA in the American League this year. There aren't a whole lot of weaknesses on this Ranger team. The only thing they don't really have is experience in the postseason, but they are gaining that every game they play.
Tim, are you surprised that the Rangers' recent flirtations with bankruptcy and the team's sale didn't seem to take the minds of any of the players off baseball this season?
I am a little surprised because all players are looking for is an excuse to not win the game sometimes. And they'll look at ownership and say, look, they don't even know what they're doing up there. How are we supposed to compete down here? But they went the opposite direction. They said, look, we don't care what's going on up there. We have to take care of our business down here. And not only that, but during all this, they went out and acquired the best pitcher available in Cliff Lee. And I remember Michael Young looking at one of his teammates after hearing the news and just looked at him and said, dude, we got Cliff Lee today. As if to say, dude, we've got a chance now to win this division and do something in the postseason. That's what the near-bankrupt Rangers were looking at, and yet somehow they went out and did something really well during a troubled time.
The Yankees, of course, are the defending champions. They won one for George Steinbrenner last fall, and you seem to think they're going to do it again this fall.
I think they're going to win the pennant again, Bill. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series, but there's something extra special again with this Yankee team, and maybe it's what we've always seen. Maybe it's Jeter and Rivera and Posada and the rest of those guys. Maybe C.C. Sabathia just gives them a horse at the top of the rotation that we haven't seen in the postseason for quite some time. I just like the mystique that this team has again as they have fought their way through injuries and everything else again this year, and they end up sweeping the Twins in the first round of the playoffs when some people were saying, not me, of course, watch out, they may lose the series. So there's always something to look for with the Yankees and say, wow, they're pretty darn good.
Game one of the National League Championship Series will take place tonight in Philadelphia, where the Giants will hope to steal one or maybe even two against the defending pennant holders. Any chance they do it?
I think there's a chance the Giants can beat the Phillies. I think the Phillies are going to win. But again, anybody who looks past the Giants with the pitching that they have is making a really big mistake. The Giants' ERA in the month of September was 1.78. That was the fifth best ERA any month by any team since 1920. It's unbelievable how well they pitched in September. They have carried it over into October. They're not going to score the runs that the Phillies do, but when they can throw out three starting pitchers, Tim Lincecum, Jonathan Sanchez, Matt Cain, and now Madison Bumgarner as the fourth, that's about as good a pitching as there is in the postseason right now.
Tim Lincecum goes for the Giants tonight, Roy Halladay for the Phillies. This is one of the most ballyhooed pitching matchups in a long time, especially in the postseason, so we can expect, a 12-11 show?
No, we can expect a 2-1 show. Plus, it's going to be a little cool, so it's going to be even harder for the hitters. Let's understand, Bill, it's the two-time defending National League Cy Young winner in Tim Lincecum against Roy Halladay, who is going to win the Cy Young this year in the National League. Each guy is coming off historic postseason starts, two of the top 10, if not better, of all time. That's how good these guys are. And the best part is, Halladay is 7 years older. He's 7 inches taller. He weighs 60 pounds more. He's got a full beard, and I don't think Lincecum even has to shave. They couldn't be more unalike. The only thing they have in common are they're great pitchers, and they both have the middle name of Leroy. Figure that out.
I don't see how we can avoid another perfect game in the World Series the way pitching has been going in this postseason. Don Larsen, move over.
Bill, I'm telling you, if you look at the way this season went, the latest year of the pitcher, I told everyone this is going to extend into the postseason, and it has happened. The starting pitchers who are now in the LCS, what they did in the LDS was just fabulous. They combined for a 1.13 ERA in 15 starts in the LDS, and now we're going to get to see all those guys again in the LCS. I'm telling you, it's going to be 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 all the way through.
Tim Kirkjian is a reporter for ESPN's Baseball Tonight and a senior writer for ESPN, the magazine. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.